From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. This week, Federal Judge P.K. Holmes of the Western District of Arkansas reprimanded several class action lawyers. The judge said the attorneys abused the judicial system and acted in bad faith by conspiring to find a more sympathetic court to settle a 2015 class action case. Among the reprimanded lawyers is John Goodson, who's the husband of State Supreme Court Justice Courtney Goodson. To talk about this latest development and why it matters, I'm joined by reporter Mark Friedman of Arkansas Business, who's been following the story. Mark, could you take us back a bit? Why were these attorneys under the scrutiny of Judge Holmes in the first place?
Well, they had a class action case that was pending in Judge Holmes's court for 17 months, and both sides agreed to dismiss the case. And it turned out that they refiled the same case with a settlement attached in state court, in Polk County Circuit Court, the very next day.
Could you talk a little bit about the class action case itself? Who was involved and what was it all about?
The case involved Mark and Catherine Adams against USAA. In their case, they alleged they had some concerns about the way USAA calculated homeowners' insurance claims.
Why did the class action attorneys move the settlement case from the federal court to the state court?
The reason why they moved it is because in the federal court system, it's much harder to get a class action case approved by a federal judge. But in state court, it's a lot easier to get their terms of settlement approved. And in this case, it proved to be correct, because in Polk County Circuit Court, the judge didn't ask one question about the settlement and he approved it. The federal court judge, Judge Holmes, said had he had the case, he wouldn't have approved it.
Could you talk a little bit about how these class action attorneys benefit?
Well, in this case, Judge Holmes wrote that all parties benefited from the case being refiled in state court, except the class members who were actually damaged by USAA. The class action attorneys quickly received $1.8 million in fees, and USAA received the money they set aside. They would receive that money back if the class members didn't apply for the money, didn't file a claim.
Why does this all matter?
This matters because, as Judge Holmes said, it's an abuse of the court system because they used the federal court sort of as a bargaining chip to get the case settled. And it shows that the attorneys benefited and USAA benefited, but not the class members who were the actual victims in the whole case.
So what's next for these lawyers in this case?
Well, the lawyers could appeal the ruling to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, so it remains to be seen if they're going to do that. But now this is sort of on their record, so it could come up again in other cases. And Judge Holmes also said that he is going to change the management of these class action cases that might deter other attorneys from this type of misconduct.
Okay. Mark Friedman of Arkansas Business, thank you for joining me.
Thanks.
I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News.